Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. You've got big plans ahead. Protect your adventures for the next 365 days with an all-trips annual travel insurance plan. Learn more and get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Moscow's regional governor Andrei Vorobyov has declared a tragedy after more than 60 people were killed and at least 145 others wounded today in an attack on a Moscow concert hall. Gunmen burst into the crowded performance hall and sprayed the crowd with gunfire before apparently escaping. ISIS has claimed responsibility for the attack, and a U.S. official has confirmed that they believe ISIS was responsible. U.S. officials, meanwhile, say they warned Russia earlier this month about a planned terrorist attack in Moscow. The warning to Russian officials said the target could be a large gathering, including a concert. Americans living in Russia were given a similar warning. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has wrapped up his latest trip to Israel and is warning that a ground invasion into Rafah would be a mistake. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
The Biden administration has invited Israeli officials to Washington next week to offer some alternatives to a ground invasion of Rafah, where more than a million Palestinians are sheltering. Secretary Blinken warns against a major ground operation.
It risks killing more civilians. It risks wreaking greater havoc with the provision of humanitarian assistance. It risks further isolating Israel around the world and jeopardizing its long-term security and standing.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he told Blinken that there's no other way to defeat Hamas without entering Rafah and eliminating the remaining battalions there. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Catherine, the Princess of Wales, says she has cancer and is undergoing chemotherapy. NPR's Lauren Freyer says the announcement comes after weeks of speculation as to the princess's whereabouts.
The country found out on the 6 o'clock news.
The Princess of Wales reveals that she's being treated for cancer.
Meanwhile, Kensington Palace has released a video of Kate herself describing how she was diagnosed after abdominal surgery in January.
The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment.
The announcement comes as King Charles also undergoes treatment for his own case of cancer. The palace has not said which type of cancer the king nor his daughter-in-law have. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.
We are now less than an hour away from a midnight deadline for Congress to pass a final package of spending bills to keep the government open until September. The House passed the bills earlier today, and the measures are now in the Senate. Congress is already 6 months into the current budget year and has continued to pass temporary measures to keep government running. If these latest measures are approved by the Senate, it would push any threats of a government shutdown into the fall. You're listening to NPR News. The Texas Medical Board is proposing new guidance for doctors navigating the emergency medical exception to the state's new abortion ban. But as Olivia Aldridge from member station KUT reports, that guidance contains very few specifics.
Texas law allows abortion only if the pregnant person's life or a, quote, major bodily function is at risk. The medical board's proposed rule advises doctors to thoroughly document their decision-making, but stops short of providing a list of medical conditions that might qualify as an exception. Texas Medical Board President Dr. Sharif Zafran said such a list would be inherently incomplete.
Medical judgment is really not whittled down to a list of conditions. You're really looking at the totality of an issue that goes beyond a specific circumstance.
Critics say more needs to be done to shield doctors from prosecution for providing abortion care under the medical exception. I'm Olivia Aldridge in Austin.
In a wild finish, the 13th-seeded Yale Bulldogs beat number 4-seed Auburn 78-76 today in the NCAA men's basketball tournament in Washington State. It's just the second time the Bulldogs have won an NCAA tournament game in school history. Yale rallied from a 10-point deficit midway through the second half, and in Indianapolis, Colorado beat Florida 102-100. Stocks finished the week mixed on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 305 points. The NASDAQ closed up 26 points, while the S&P 500 was down 7 points. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Whether you're planning a weekend away or an international adventure, All Trips annual travel insurance can protect every trip you take for the next 365 days. Get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.